Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Time to hit rewind.
Good morning, Central Coast.
A weekend beckons and Paddy loves Saturday and Sunday.
Weekends are like sex. There's never a bad one, not long enough, and sometimes very hot and humid. Which it was on the weekend, wasn't it?
Humid,
wasn't it?
Rob has a strange way to promote upcoming guests.
You got third on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
That's not first.
Oh, jeez.
She's a legend, though. I'll suck up to her now.
You win one Dancing with the Stars competition, and anyone who doesn't get gold is no good.
And Jess Eva told us exactly what happened after the filming of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Tiny little eggs or something got into my ear when I was in the pool, and then they grew in there. I went to the doctor and they syringed it out, and I had the kidney bowl next to my ear and I heard a plop, and then the doctor screamed, oh, my God, and there was literally slugs the size of Tic-Tacs.
We talked Australian Open.
Novak Djokovic only won 9 Australian Opens. Until he wins 10, he really hasn't achieved anything, Robert.
Nothing.
So pick your game up, Novak.
Yeah.
9.
Can't smash rackets until you won 10.
We spoke about toilet training kids.
We just let them go. Griff one day just said, I don't want to wear a nappy. And he just took it off and went to the toilet.
Yeah, but he was 12.
We spoke with Chris Hemsworth's body double,
Bobby Hanton-Hanlon.
What's the chink in the armour?
Maybe the chink in the armour is he's actually too nice and too generous.
Has he got a third nipple? Seriously. Bobby, there has got to be bloody something about Grim
Prisoner.
Tennis star, the Tit, also got a mention.
Tsitsipas.
And you wanted him to win on Friday at the tennis at the Australian Open.
I did.
Well, the Tit didn't.
Yeah, I know.
But some work to do in ensuring his play does the talking, because he had these green shorts on and it looked like he'd piddled his pants.
Because of the sweat.
Like, I'm guilty, Your Honour.
But you do the same sort of sweating in a room air-conditioned at 19 to 20 degrees.
The Central Coast's newest park opens this weekend.
Saturday,
I said.
That's exactly what you said.
The 27th.
Yeah, which is really good. So you can see where some of our 600 million has gone.
Rob is pretty upset as a former winner of Dancing with the Stars. He hasn't been invited to do the winner's special.
Oh, look. It's more like a carousel of luggage at an airport than just baggage. Yes, right. It's true, there could be a little chip on each shoulder, but Channel 7, give Rob Palmer another crack. You put those two dingbats on, holy moly, surely another goofball on your network won't break the budget.
Oh, thanks for your unwavering support, Big Al.
If you think your family has got a weird dynamic, listen to this.
New mum Jess told how she returned from hospital last month to find her mum and Ryan had shacked up together.
So
the mum and the boyfriend get married. The daughter's boyfriend now become her actual stepfather.
And so
once they were lovers. Yeah. Very Woody Allen, isn't it?
And a Broncos fan has lost 100 kilos.
His diet comprised mainly of, and here's where I want you to pay close attention.
All he is.
Bourbon, Coke, burgers and French fries.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, not physically healthy. Surprise, surprise. Woke up feeling like low energy. Ticking a few boxes here, Paddy.
I'm low energy. All of the above.
Didn't want to socialise.
Yep.
Struggled to get out of the house.
Can't see your hoo-ha. Tick.
No.
Actually, I didn't have to be overweight for that.
No.
A Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. And if you've missed any of the show, download the Triple M app and subscribe now to the Paddy and Rob podcast.